Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Tainis, and today we are learning parak Gimel, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. Yardu l'tzmachin, avalo yardu l'ilan. If it rain fell in a way that's good for the crops, but not good for the trees, meaning it was a very light rain, which helps the crops, but for whatever reason, light rains don't help the trees. Meaning we're talking about a case where the Pesach season came, and the type of rain that benefits the trees still hadn't come. And that's the season when trees are supposed to blossom, so if they didn't get the rain right away, they're not going to blossom properly. More if rain fell for the trees, but not in a way that's beneficial for the crops, meaning a heavy rain, which is good for trees, but a heavy rain is not good for crops, because heavy rain penetrates deep into the ground immediately, so trees that have very deep roots are going to be nourished from that. But it doesn't benefit the crops, which have very shallow roots. Or it rained in a way that benefits both the crops and the trees, but it did not fill the boros, shichan, and ma'aros, all the water, the places where we get drinking water from. Matrina lein miyad. Those are immediate dangers, and therefore we go straight to the most serious forms of fast days for those things. We don't start with the lighter fast days. We have to be matria right away. We immediately go to blowing the shofros, etc. Mishnah Gimel, v'chein ir shelo yardu ala gishamim. If it didn't rain on one town and it rained on the surrounding towns, then that town has been singled out to be cursed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. D'chsiv v'im tarti al irachas v'al irachas lo amtir chelka achas timater. That I will bring rain on one town. One town I will not bring rain. One area will be rained on, and the area in which it will not rain on will dry up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that when rain is withheld from a particular town, that's a message to that town. That's what the Navi Amos is telling us. And therefore, that city where it didn't rain should fast, and it should be the most severe form of fasting, the strictest type of fast. But the surrounding areas also fast, but they observe a much less strict type of fast, because they have to fast because there's no way that a neighboring town with a major food shortage is not going to in some way affect them, but it doesn't have to be as strict because they weren't singled out for this klala. Rabbi Kiva Amar Matrios Vel Misanos. Rabbi Kiva says they blow the shofar, but they actually don't fast at all because they're not in real danger, so there's no fasting, but they do have to blow the shofar as a sign of tefillah and make a special day of tefillah. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, we learned that if it rained in a way that was beneficial to either the trees, but not the grain, or the grain and not the trees, or both the grain and the trees, but not the to provide fresh water, so then it's considered an immediate danger, and we go straight to the most strict type of fast. Mishnah Gimel, we said if there was a city that it didn't rain on, but all the neighboring cities it didn't rain on, the city that it didn't rain on, we assume is singled out for a curse, and therefore it has to go to the most serious type of fast. The neighboring cities is machlokas. Tanakama says they fast a lighter form of fast without blowing shofar. And Rabbi Kiva says they blow shofar and they engage in tefillah, but they don't have an actual tightness. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey.